One of my favorite things to do on this podcast is shine a spotlight on companies doing good things for artists and music makers. Welcome to The Future of What. I'm Portia Sabin, president of the Music Business Association. On today's episode, we talk to Cosigned about their new product that helps producers and beat makers protect themselves from copyright infringement. It's all coming up on The Future of What.
Can I have a taste of your ice cream? Can I lick the crumbs from your table? Can I interfere in your crisis? No, mind your own business. No, mind your own business.
My guest today is Jessica Sobraj, the CEO of Cosigned. Jessica, welcome to The Future of What.
Thanks for having me. I love, love, love this podcast and doing it. So thanks again.
It's been a few years since I had you, but I'm so happy to have you back. That was like in the early days.
Yeah, I think that you were maybe the first podcast that I had done at the time. Yeah. And I think you're maybe one of the first people that we talked to about Cosigned before it even launched. How crazy is that?
Oh my gosh. Well, congratulations on everything as it's been going along. So you guys have a new initiative, and I think that we should just get right to it. So why don't you give us a little overview of what Cosigned does and then tell us about your new initiative?
Sure. So we've mostly been protecting the music community and helping them facilitate their copyright registrations. And we've been doing it for labels and for publishers and for independent artists and major label artists. And the one area of the music community that we saw sort of being neglected the most, but having the most pain, was the music producer community. And it was such a glaring inequity. And, there was a total disconnect for us because we obviously operate in a space that's all about copyright infringement. And literally every single copyright infringement article you've read recently is centered around the illegal use of a beat and who owns it and was it licensed. It's like the tale that is as old as time in the music industry. So through a number of partnerships we had, we started getting producers come to us and say, hey, I want to register my backlog with the Copyright Office. How do I do this? And we'd have to go back to them and say, hey, look, there are a number of different rules and like criteria you have to fit to register your entire back catalog, and you may end up having to register each beat individually, which is crazy because like one registration is $65. So if you've got a catalog of like 100 songs, it's like $6,000 to $7,000 you're going to have to shell out to do that. And that's kind of insane. So we started talking to our partners and figuring out how can we make this fair and accessible and affordable for the entire production community. And we came up with the idea of these protection kits. So essentially, starting with us on our platform, if you're a producer, you'll be able to register 50 to 100 of your beats for one flat fee, saving you that $6,000 or $7,000. And ultimately, we think that this process is probably going to reduce liability across the entire industry too. So it's a win-win for everybody.
That's amazing. That is really a cool thing to be able to do. I don't even understand how that works. Can you explain?
Yeah, of course. So when you go to register something at the Copyright Office, you have a couple options. You can register something individually, so like one beat, or you could register things in groups. Now, to access that group option, you have to meet several different types of criteria. So like, are the release dates for everything the same? Are the authors the same? Are the owners the same? Are they released or not released? And I think a lot of people, both like, you know, well-versed and newbies at registration, have a hard time understanding like what all of those rules mean and how that applies to their catalog. So through the different partners that we're working with, they're essentially going to be releasing like beat kits. So it'll become these branded kits of a producer and their, you know, top 50 beats for like that month or their, you know, top 100 beats for that year. And now they've got this branded asset of their work, which at the same time is going to qualify for group registration at the Copyright Office through us. And those partners that we're working with will be able to port and package the audio and all the data around that beat kit directly to Cosign through our API, and then we will register that for those producers. So, you know, I could easily see it being like the next stop after doing your PRO registration is to make sure that you've got your beats registered. And our goal with the entire process was to make it as easy and like 1, 2, 3 and affordable as possible.
That is amazing. That is really, really a benefit. I love it when companies come up with stuff that's genuinely helpful to the industry. It's so great.
Yeah.
Copyright in general, I think, is really hard for people to wrap their heads around. And my understanding is that one of the problems we've had with the Copyright Office, you know, they're lovely people, but that they have quite a backlog, and the time it takes to register copyrights is onerous. Is that still true?
Yeah, I think the Copyright Office does a phenomenal job at just dealing with the influx of things coming their way. And at the same time that they're dealing with just the day-to-day of normal registrations, they now have to face this onslaught of innovations in the creative space and how they are going to respond to that and keep us all safe at the same time, and also build these easy funnels and pipelines for us to take advantage of to register our works. You know, I give huge kudos to them, even just having to deal with the oncoming complexities of AI. That's a huge, huge thing on the horizon that the Copyright Office is responding to and taking, you know, all of the comments and all of the concerns and building bridges to all these various industries. And it's just, it's a lot to take on for, I think, the staff that they have. And I don't know that any other body could do it better. Like, I'm sitting here thinking, how would we tackle that? And I don't know. It is wild to even comprehend. But yeah, major kudos to them for continually just trying to innovate and make things easier for us. And I know they're rolling out with a number of platform updates and different offerings that are supposed to make it easier. You know, not related to the music industry, although somewhat, they're rolling out a whole new system now that's going to allow all of print media to be able to register their websites and register their content every 30 days, which is crazy, but so beneficial in this day and age where you have AI directly ripping off like the New York Times, right?
Right. Yeah. No, it's incredible. So what has the response been since you guys, have you rolled this product out yet?
We've done a couple of test pilots for some key producers, and we're able to get all of those registrations across the finish line. And so now we're kind of just lining up more key partners to roll this out with. The biggest part is going to be the continuous installation of our API. So the first rollout is going to be on cosign.com, which will happen in Q2 towards the end. And then Q3 and Q4, this will become more available through different specific producer community hubs. I think the key for us is going to be the educational component. As you so eloquently put it, it's really hard to understand, like, one, why you need to register your stuff with the Copyright Office in the first place. And then two, how do you go about doing it? I think this really does check the box for two, because our API will be able to just bundle everything up together with a couple of clicks. The kicker is going to be that how part. And I think people still don't understand the benefit to registration with the Copyright Office. You know, I think that there's a large group of the industry that still unfortunately thinks that if you mail yourself a CD or mail yourself a hard drive, you're good, you're covered. That's just not... That's not a thing anymore.
No, definitely not a thing anymore. Yeah. Well, I think, you know, it's great that you're creating this product and bringing it to the marketplace. And I think the education piece, you know, hopefully podcasts like this and then other stuff that happens, you know, I can think of a lot of things actually that would help to spread the word. But, you know, it's more imperative now. And I think, as you said at the top of the interview with, you know, almost every day in the news, you read about beats that are being used illegally by somebody else, and, you know, folks not being compensated or covered for their beats that they created or anything else, you know, mm-hmm. melodies and lyrics and all sorts of things. It's just so easy to do that technologically now that I think people do understand I think they understand this year more than right. just even a couple of years ago how important it is to try to get themselves covered. I think the piece that's missing is how. Like, right. how do we do that?
Right, exactly. You know, this year, and really this year just started, and like look at how many things have hit so far in the infringement space. It's so wild. And it's the culmination of like years and years of this happening. And I also think it's the culmination of bad actors just being able to get away with it for so long and taking advantage of the mm-hmm. fact that our community isn't aware of some of the remedies that are available to us, that, you know, that we're not aware of the direct benefit registration gives us. So a lot of the times we have people and businesses come to us who say, I got my data. I know where all of my music is being used illegally. I know who's doing it. I even approach them and they flat out said they're not going to pay me anything. And that's because those bad actors have gone to the Copyright Office's search platform and they've looked those people up and those businesses up and have seen that they have nothing registered. And they just kind of like shoo them away. When you do have your work registered, you're guaranteed $150,000 plus legal fees for every willful illegal use of your music. So that adds up significantly. Like the first thing that comes to mind is a case that we had last year of a producer in Iceland, just like, you know, average guy producer in Iceland. And he had 12 of his tracks used by a major label. And all he wanted was just writing credit. He just wanted his writer share. And the specific label was like, we're not going to be able to give that to you. Sorry. He came to us. We did his registrations for him in a handful of days because he had them rushed. He went back to the same label and they cut him like a $2 million check in a matter of weeks. Because that wow. is the power of having your registration in hand and the other side knowing what those damages could lead up to.
Wow. Yeah, that is a great story. That's very powerful. Amazing. Well, I'm super proud of you guys.
Thank
you guys have
you.
Really done great stuff in the industry. And I love it when, you know, I find out about a young company in the early days and then, you know, we get to follow you guys along
yep.
and see how wonderfully well you're doing. And, you know, just providing real service to the industry. I think that's, you know, at the end of the day, that is what impresses me. You know, is that you guys are really helping people because these are folks who, you know, wouldn't be getting covered if it wasn't for what you guys are doing. So thank you for that.
Thank you for even saying that. And it's true. You are one of the OGs of the cosine circle from day one.
So true. So funny. Anything else going on that you guys are excited about? I mean, obviously, this is a big rollout. Moving forward for this year, but yeah. Anything else on your horizon?
Yeah, there's a few things. So we're now taking our technology and we're kind of inserting it into other creative industries. So we're working with a major organization that represents like 90% of all print media in the US to help those news organizations now register their works. And then we're also getting our toes a little bit wet into retail product packaging. You know, there's as much as there's bad acting happening in the music industry, it is like 20-fold when you start to look at how many companies exist that are like ripping off direct products and ripping off that packaging. So we're working with a couple of companies now to actually start registrations of product packaging. And that's going to be an interesting journey for us.
Yeah, that's expanding into a new field for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Amazing. Well, Jessica Sobraj is the CEO of Cosyned, COSYND.com. And Jessica, thank you so much for being with me again on The Future of What?
Thanks for having me back. Loved it.
And that's our show. Our theme song is Mind Your Own Business by the Delta 5 and is played by permission. Subscribe to our podcast and leave us a review. Today's show was engineered by Chandler Maynard at Relationary Marketing in Nashville and was produced by Dana Rogers and Henrik Bick. I'm Portia Sabin, president of the Music Business Association. See you next time. Can I have-